Well, that wasn't very nice of CD player number one to suddenly get all sensitive while playing the exclusive big blood cover of Devo's Gates of Steel, but that's what it did! I can't stand an overture when I feel like this. We heard Empire. Power Pop. So of course they thought their Evan took over. I know Power Pop too. That was Empire from 1981 doing Today. We also heard from two great British guitarists together in one place. C. Joins and Nick Jonah Davis doing Endomorph versus Ectomorph from Split Electric in 2016. We heard Catalina Matorral doing Altel from Catalina Matorral. And we heard Dan Melchior at the top of that set from his new one called CB Odyssey, relating the sad tale of the cool dad's pool party. My name is Scott, and I appreciate you being with me today. Thanks, everybody. I look forward to seeing you next week. Stay tuned. Dinner with Andy. Dinner at Andy's with Ken and Andy is coming right up, right here on Freeform Radio, WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Worldwide online at WFMU.org. Bye!
We need a longer theme song.
No. That's a perfect theme song. There's something about, I can't put my finger on it. There's something about that theme song I really like.
It's only a minute long. It just doesn't give me enough time to set things up.
I just, there's I guess the subject appeals to me.
You like the lyrics.
I do. I like what you did with the lyrics.
Oh, I like the music. I hate the lyrics. But the music is so damn catchy.
I like the part about Andy.
Well, that's the whole song. The whole song, it's called the Andy song. I have bad news for you. The guy who recorded that told me that he would record a Dinner at Andy's theme song, and he's now backed out.
Did he ask for money?
No. For backing out? A kill fee?
Did he back out after he heard last week's show?
Yes.
What was last week's show?
It was a clip show.
Oh.
Yeah, and I'd like to do another clip show since you're going off carousing for most of the summer.
Well, I have a few weeks off coming up. So these clip shows, people do the editing themselves. They do all your work for you.
Right. That's what I would like listeners to do is if you need instructions on how to download the audio for previous episodes of Dinner at Andy's or 7 Second Delay, email me at ken@wfmu.org. And then I'm looking for segments that are anywhere from like 30 seconds to 5 minutes long.
So people would put their own compilations together, their own little...
Or just record a single clip, just like a great moment from a show, you know, where you get off 6 or 7 great zingers in a row.
Something they remember fondly. So that would have to be a listener that has some free time, that isn't otherwise engaged.
Right.
That isn't working
somewhere. Yeah, somebody like you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody like... everyone in our listening audience. I can't think of very many exceptions to that. If you have any free time.
Man, your restless leg is off the charts today.
Well, I'm so excited.
Jesus.
We're picking up garbage.
Your restless leg is like 180 beats per minute.
You know, I think that must be hereditary because my son Evan also does that.
Yeah, well, maybe you just made him a nervous wreck. Raising him.
Maybe that's true,
Ken. Yeah.
Thank you, Ken.
Well, speaking of...
My friend, Ken Friedman.
Speaking of our parenting skills.
Yeah.
We are looking...
Oh, yeah.
We're looking to do some babysitting this Friday because Andy's taking off. Where you're going to Macau for 3 weeks by yourself? Or Thailand? What is this all about?
The next couple of weeks I'm working on Wednesdays, unfortunately, and... And then after that, I do have a couple of weeks where Beth and I are getting away.
Right.
But that's true. On Friday, we're offering to give our listeners, any listeners in the tri-state area. No, wait, we can't say that. Any listeners in northern New Jersey, right?
Yeah, we're looking at 4 counties in New Jersey.
Yeah, near us. What counties would work for us?
It would be Essex, Sussex, Hudson, or Morris.
I guess Morris would be easier for me.
Yeah.
Let's say Morris.
Yeah, let's say Sussex.
Okay, so if you want a break, we will come and watch your kids. Ken and I will watch your kids for an hour. We'll tape it, and that will be next week's show.
Yeah, but you have to leave.
Yeah, the parents can't hover.
Right, you can't stay.
You can't be judging. And our guarantee to you, and this is a promise that we can make, they won't die. That's our motto.
No.
They won't die.
No, not even close.
We can't promise that.
Okay.
We can't promise not even close.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Yeah, I remember. They won't die. So we're not looking for toddlers, are we? We're not looking for babies.
No, ideally we're looking for, you know, like 5 to 10-year-olds.
Yeah.
And we'll give you an hour or two off.
And just teach us how to use the remote control, how to get that TV working, and we're good to go.
No, I'm going to play with the kids.
Okay, I'll be in the other room.
Okay.
Napping. Hey, we'll play a game with the kids called So You Think You Can Nap. Who can fall asleep first? Do you think I can nap while you're playing with the kids?
No.
Oh my God, would that be great? You could get me snoring.
I don't think you can do it. We've talked about this many times.
Oh, I know I can do it, baby.
You've really been into this sleep challenge for a long time now.
All I have to do is get to the house having only napped once before that day. And I'm good for my I'm good for my nap.
So for today's program, it's a public service theme. We want to make the world a cleaner, better place.
Ken's idea.
Only planet we have.
Yes, the only planet we have.
And we've set up an email address called trash@wfmu.org. We would like you to pick up garbage and send us pictures of you picking up the garbage.
And if you do, if we can get 200 pieces of garbage thrown away before 7 o'clock, the chairperson of National Cleanup Day, or International Cleanup Day, I guess.
Oh, it's international, baby.
Steve Jewett, who's going to be on the phone in a minute, he's going to send me a commendation suitable for framing.
A commendation.
Some kind of letter, something I could frame.
Okay.
To maybe shut my kids up.
But
when
that's
they start
not
whining about that I don't do anything.
But that's not why people.
For the planet.
That's not why people are going to pick up garbage. They're going to pick up garbage because it's the right thing to do, right?
They're going
to
pick up garbage so I have some bragging rights. I can finally say, don't talk to me about the environment.
But I'm
here's
saying
my certificate.
I'm saying that
here's my certificate. I've done my share. That's my goal. We need 200 pieces picked up. How many do we have so far?
It looked like Aaron from Minneapolis picked up two.
Okay, hold on. We need a 198. Hey, let's call Steve Jewett.
Hang on. I'm logging into Trash.
Trash@WFMU.org.
WFMU.org. Here's the address.
Trash@WFMU.org. Just upload pictures. So we're 198 pieces of garbage to go. So what if people are driving?
Oh, then they got to pull over.
Pull over? Well, do they have to?
Oh, unless they have garbage in the car.
Does that count?
I think it does.
Well, it's not on the earth. It's not on the earth. Well, let's ask Steve. Can we call him soon?
Yeah, I think.
Can we get this show going soon?
Yes, let's do it. Listen to that restless leg. Wow.
I have to leave right at 7. my granddaughter's in a...
In what?
Softball tournament.
Oh, yeah? What position is she playing?
Oh, well, she's only...
This is Steve.
Hi, Steve. Hi, Steve. You're on the air. Welcome to WFMU and Dinner at Andy's.
Hey, thank you very much for having me on, Andy.
Oh, let's hope you still feel that way in 50 minutes.
Guaranteed.
I don't think it's guaranteed, my friend. But anyway, thank you for joining us. And we have dozens and dozens of listeners out there. They sometimes come through for us. I know a lot of them care about the environment and environmental issues. And maybe we can.
I'm guessing that most of them do.
I wouldn't bet a lot of money on that. But maybe I hope you're right.
I think we're going to find out, aren't we?
We're going to find out together. It'll be a little adventure. Life is an adventure or it's nothing. That's an old Chinese proverb. So National Cleanup Day is one day a year that they've designated for National Cleanup Day?
Correct. That's September 17th this year. It's the third Saturday in September, and we have cleanups going on all the time, especially during cleanup month of the entire month of September.
So September, so the kids are back at school, so I guess some schools are helping out with this as well? And
thousands of schools all over the country, all over the world even.
And they're walking up and down highways, they're picking up garbage?
I hope the kids aren't walking up and down the highways, but the trails, the lakes, the rivers, the city streets.
Steve, I got a question.
Everywhere.
Got a question for you. This is Ken. If somebody has garbage in their car, for example, and you know they're just driving around and they have very good intentions, they mean to properly dispose of the garbage, but you and I both know that sooner or later they're probably just going to throw it out the window. Does this count?
I don't buy that at all. Sooner or later, they're just going to throw it out the window.
Some of them do.
I hope not.
Yeah.
Who? I want their names.
I don't know. I want to meet these people.
I do too. I want to give them a big old wedgie.
So you're not. you don't think it necessarily counts. We're looking for garbage that's outside.
Yes. If it's in your car, you can't count it as garbage that you picked
up.
How
about
if?
Damn it. So what are our listeners going to do? They're in their cars.
Well, we're already getting pictures of garbage. Listener Mike here sent us. Look at all this garbage.
He didn't collect that.
Yes, this is like three
he
or
did.
Four. He's got a videotape of How to Get Ahead in Advertising starring Bruce Robinson.
Wait, he collected all that in five minutes?
And then there's a little container of Metamucil there. That's item number two.
Uh-huh.
And then an empty can of Orange Crush. So put him down for three pieces of trash.
Okay, so we are, okay, so that's a total of five so far. We're on our way.
Yep.
We're on our way.
Mike, thank you very much.
Yeah, well, thank you, Mike. So, and thank you on behalf of the planet Earth. Planet Earth thanks exactly. you.
Yes, and listener Pam, our old friend Pam.
Oh, she's picked, now is she just taking pictures of garbage or is she disposing of this
Look,
garbage?
Look, it's showing, there's a picture of her properly disposing it. It's an empty plastic bottle.
Okay, well, that's one.
That's, she's saving sea life there, yes. right? Am I right, exactly. Steve?
Yeah, you're right, but it's also yourself because there's plastic now in the air, in the food, and in your water.
Jesus.
And they just, a couple of days ago, discovered snow in Antarctica is forming around plastic particles.
Wow.
Nanoparticles.
Now, I guess I'm in the minority. I don't mind the taste of a little plastic in my food, but I know a lot of people don't enjoy it.
What's your favorite kind of plastic, Andy?
I guess just
mine is a plastic I don't have.
Yeah, the plastic I don't have.
What we're trying to do is get people to dispose of it properly. It's impossible to get rid of plastics entirely.
Right.
But it's certainly easy to take better care of it.
And the stuff, the plastic that people send out for recycling, you can whisper the answer to this, Steve. Does it really get recycled?
Can I whisper really softly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
It doesn't?
Oh, my God. Well, Steve gave us an honest answer.
You mean when our kids are dividing up all their garbage between trash and plastic, it really does no real good?
It kind of depends on where you're at. Unfortunately, we can't ship it off to other countries now. But, yeah, people are actually recycling it. A significant part of it that actually goes into the recycling bins actually does get recycled.
Oh, that's
but
good.
A vast majority of it gets tossed into the trash.
Well, you know what? It's not insignificant that the kids feel, even if that's true, that the kids feel they're contributing, right? So
kids are very passionate about this.
Yeah,
this is
something they can do. Yeah.
Another question, Steve, because we just got a photograph from listener Nick sent in, and it's a bowl of tangerine skin, which of course is biodegradable. Would this count as trash if he threw his tangerine skin out the car window?
Absolutely, but how do you know the difference between a tangerine skin and an orange skin?
Well, that's a good point. And also, the other problem is I know this guy, Nick, pretty well. He's throwing the bowl and the spoon is out the window as well.
Yes,
I know Nick.
But yes, it's important to keep the outdoors clean.
Hold on. You're talking so fast.
Plastic. Clean. This is about everything. We want to live in a nice community.
Hold
we
on, nice
live
community.
In a place that doesn't have trash all over it.
Not trash all over. Okay, so if we could hit 200, I'm getting a letter of commendation from you. I can show my kids, I can show my grandkids, and they'll think I'm a big kind of environmental hero.
Absolutely. Steve, I'll even sign it myself.
Steve?
that'll actually mean something to me. It really would. And then, can I just lord it over all the DJs here?
Yep.
Right? I would give them the big. I would give them.
Why you can then be
that's right
DJ.
Well, you can put your commendation from National Cleanup Day next to the award you won from the New Jersey Broadcasters Association.
I'm just going to wave that. I'm just going to wave my environmental commendation. I'm just going to tell the DJs here. I'm sick and tired of picking up your garbage, of having my minions, my listeners, my winged monkeys. Picking up your garbage.
I'm pretty sure that Nick sent us pictures of tangerine skin. You know how you can tell, Steve? Tangerine skin is much thinner than orange skin.
I'll have to remember that next time I pick up a tangerine or orange skin.
Yeah.
I was actually doing that on a hiking trail recently. Somebody had left one up on top of a mountain peak.
Yeah, well, yeah, skins like orange skin and tangerine skin, it does take a long time to biodegrade, but not as long as banana skin.
It answers the question. True. Why isn't Ken invited to more parties?
Banana skin takes forever to break down. I won't even put it in my compost. That's how long it takes.
You just throw it out.
Yeah, I throw it away.
Wow.
Properly. I properly dispose of it.
We're learning something new every day.
All right, Steve, we want some of our listeners who've been picking up the garbage to give us a call.
And we'll check in with you, and I can't wait to get that commendation from you. I really am going to have it framed. You don't supply the frame. We've already discussed this. I'll get my own
frame.
No,
I've got a frame.
You do?
Yes, I have a frame for you.
Woohoo! A frame commendation.
Yeah.
Woohoo! I'm going to make it into a hat. I'm going to just wear it.
All right. Thank you, Steve. We'll talk to you again in half an hour.
Oh, my God. I'm an environmentalist.
Yes, you are, Andy.
And then next week I'll become a feminist.
We'll Good for you.
Yo, you know what we'll do next week?
What?
We'll urge our female listeners.
You got me so far.
Hold on. You know, I've been urging our female listeners to wear more miniskirts, but you know what? I see the error of my ways now.
Yeah, right.
Miniskirts are optional. They don't have to wear miniskirts. You can wear whatever you want, and that'll be the theme of next week's show.
But
you go out, and we'll just have female listeners send us pictures of what they're wearing. If it's miniskirts, great. That's fine, too. If it's not miniskirts, great. We don't judge. We won't judge them. Because I'm a feminist. Can I get some kind of diploma for that? Some kind of commendation?
First of all, it's feminist.
Yeah.
And second of all, that's not a feminist idea.
Can we get Heather to track us down? Yeah, some woman's group will give me a letter.
So let me get this straight. What you want to do?
I want to encourage women to wear whatever they want, whatever the hell they want. Not necessarily miniskirts.
You're burying the lead. Want them to send you a picture of what they're wearing.
Yeah, we'll celebrate whatever it is. In fact, you know what? Because because I'm learning to be a good feminist.
Yeah.
I'm going to encourage him not to wear a miniskirt. You know what? Next Wednesday will be no miniskirt day. That's who we are. That's how I'm going to contribute.
You could call it body positive day.
Yeah. We'll do that. Body positive day. Yeah. Okay. What Ken said. Oh, so I'm an environmentalist this week.
Yeah.
I'm on a roll.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
And then
this will shut up all my detractors.
Yeah.
Then I'm a feminist.
Listener Tim in Oakland, are you keeping track of the garbage?
No. How many we got?
I don't know, but listener Tim in Oakland sent us a picture. Looks like a ketchup pack.
Okay, pick it up, Tim. Oh, you can see him picking it up in the picture.
Yep. Thank you, Tim.
Okay, so that
counts.
We need 200 pieces of garbage picked up. Send us a picture. Upload it to trash@wfmu.org.
And listener Patrick.
I'm on my way.
Patrick sent us a picture of him picking up, it looks like a dryer sheet, you know, like those scented dryer sheets that you put in.
Yeah, he picked that up. There he is picking it up.
This
is actually working.
It found its way into a parking lot somehow, and now Patrick is going to properly...
Maybe the wind, the damn wind.
Dispose of it.
The damn wind dispersing all the garbage and litter.
We're trying to pick up 200 pieces of garbage.
Okay, we're at 41 pieces.
All right. And here's listener Heather who just
how many cans?
Joined our staff.
Oh, God bless you,
my
Heather.
God. And it was Heather who booked Steve from National Cleanup.
Heather's joined our dysfunctional family.
Thank you, Heather. It looks like Heather has two beer cans and a bottle.
That's credit for three.
Three. Thank you, Heather. It's on Bergen Street. She's making Bergen Street, Jersey City, a little bit cleaner today.
What kind of frame am I going to get? You have a frame?
Oh, I have quite a few frames.
Because you're cleaning out your house.
Yeah. And also, I just pick them out of the garbage. If I ever see frames in the garbage,
Should I laminate this comment, this letter?
Oh, yeah.
Or just put glass over it?
No, I'd say paint it in polyurethane. Would be my recommendation.
You know what I might do? I might go around to elementary schools with my letter.
Uh-huh.
And just sit on the stage and put my letter on a little easel. And just sit there.
That's a great idea. You can bring your trophy from the Don McLean Friendship
Society. Yeah,
I'll just
sit there. It'll be the Traveling Andy Breckman Museum. I'll say any questions about the letter, about the environment.
Wow, we just got an email from listener Alyssa from Lansing, Michigan, I think.
Yeah.
And Alyssa's picking up a...
I see her out front.
A cup, a fast food cup.
You were right, Ken. Listeners have left the house.
Yes.
They've left the comfort and safety of their home. They've gone outside, and they're picking up garbage all over from coast to coast. Okay, so we're at 48 pieces of garbage. My goal is 200 pieces of garbage. I'm not picking it up myself. I've got a life, but I'm having my minions do it. I'm using the bully pulpit.
Right.
Using the power of broadcasting.
Yeah.
I'm using it for good this week.
And National Cleanup Day has promised to give Andy some kind of award.
Yeah.
At the end of the show.
Maybe I'll become an unofficial spokesperson. Maybe an official spokesperson.
For what? For National Cleanup Day?
Yeah, for Cleanup Day. Yeah. Maybe I will.
Yep. You could be Greta Thunberg's godfather.
Oh, I'd love that. Oh, baby. You just sit on my lap, Greta. We'll just talk about the environment.
Oh, God. You're on the air.
Come over here, Greta.
I'm sorry, I have to go throw up.
Yeah, me too. Can we go throw
up? Come back as soon as you're done throwing up.
I'll just make sure it goes into the compost pile. So
that's it. That's how you do it.
Well, this is Pam, who already sent us a picture of her throwing away a plastic bottle.
Yeah, but I'm really sad because it sounds like it's kind of useful. Well, I guess I'm throwing it away still. It's just I didn't just throw it away. I put it in recycling. I made the point of showing you
I
put it in recycling.
Well, my friend, my new third best friend, Steve Jewett, doesn't think most
useless.
Of the recycling. Yeah, it's just for show. It's just theater.
But she might be really throwing it away. Just because it's not getting recycled, she's still getting it off the street.
And it gives Pam a little glow. It gives her a feeling that she's helping the world.
She's getting it off the street and into the garbage.
Yeah.
Even if it's not necessarily getting recycled.
It's the only planet we
True.
Have.
True. Okay, yeah. I feel better.
Good.
Another thing regarding banana peels, you could chop them up really finely, and that'll help them decompose faster.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I do cut up my corn cobs.
Oh, you do? You do corn cobs and not banana peels?
Yeah, once Andy's done with my corn cobs, I cut them all up into little pieces.
You know what I do with my garbage? It's pretty easy. Just give them to Beth. Just give it all to Beth. I don't know what she does with it.
She probably...
But that's so easy.
You know, you can do corn cobs, too.
I recommend that.
All your vegetable scraps, you make vegetable broth.
Yeah, I don't know what Beth does with it. I should make a note. I'm going to ask her tonight. Hey, what do you do with all that garbage I give you?
Hey,
so
Pam.
If I went and picked up, like, vegetable matter hanging around, is that garbage?
Yeah, let's say yeah.
Yes.
Pam, do you think we're going to hit 200 pieces?
Can I submit more pieces if I've already done one?
Please do. We're all in this together.
All right. I'll get it. And does it count if it's in my office?
Yes.
No.
I say yes.
I say no. I say no.
I say yes because I want...
You haven't seen my office, Andy.
Well, why don't you go to the parking lot? Just walk around the parking lot and pick up some litter for us.
82% of office garbage eventually gets thrown out the window.
It's fun to make up statistics.
You have to have a window to do that, though. But I'll do is I'll take it from my office, go throw it on the ground.
If you have a corner office, the likelihood goes up to 93%.
Yes.
All right. Exactly. Thank you, Pam.
I'll tell you something, and this is not an idle threat. If this guy, Steve Jewett, doesn't come through with my commendation, I'm going to have all my listeners dump the garbage back out right on some trail. I'll say, find some hiking trail. I'm not bluffing, Steve. I need my letter.
Listener David sent us a picture of...
Yeah, what's he picking up?
It looks like a tiny bit of Kleenex.
Off of some brick patio or something.
Yeah, it looks like that's his phlegm. I think I see David Phlegm on it.
Okay, so does that two pieces of garbage? Is that the Kleenex and the phlegm?
No, I think I would count that as one.
Yeah, I guess it's now they've become one.
Yeah, they've become one.
Okay, so we're at trash@wfmu.org. Pick up some garbage. And upload that picture.
Yeah, send us the picture at that address at trash@wfmu.org and then give us a call at 201-209-9368.
Our goal is 200 pieces. You know, if we really do well, if we exceed 200 pieces, maybe they'll cancel a National Cleanup Day this year. Maybe we will have done the job. Maybe we will have cleaned up the earth.
Jason from Brooklyn.
Yeah,
that's
a mess.
He has sent us a picture of him sending in some kind of gelato popsicle bag.
Okay, we'll take credit.
It's one item.
I guess we need people now. It's 6:30. We need people to start picking up multiple items.
Yeah.
We have to get into a different gear.
Right, like if you had a bag of pistachio nuts.
No, what would that count as, 400 pieces?
Yeah.
No. Ken.
How many?
I don't make the rules.
Well, if you drop a bag of pistachio nuts on the sidewalk.
And then sweep them up?
And then sweep them up and throw it away. How many pieces do you get credit for throwing away?
Seven.
Okay. That's our standard.
I had to look it up.
I guess the same would go for a bag
of... I had to look it up in the official International Cleanup Day rule book.
Peanuts also, seven. A whole bag of peanuts?
Seven.
Jesus. Cashews also?
Seven.
Okay.
Where it, but you can go into some kind of empty lot, some kind of a parking lot, backyard, side of highways. I wonder where most litter is found.
If
that was your goal to pick up the most litter, where would you go?
An empty lot.
Yeah.
Certainly not Madison, New Jersey.
No. That's a little slice of paradise.
Yeah.
Seriously, it's fun to joke around, but seriously, stay out of my town.
Okay. David G. has sent us a picture of five pieces of trash.
That's it. Oh, my gosh. We're at 63 pieces.
I'm not sure what he's got going on here.
A bucket. He's put it in a bucket.
In a bucket.
Can we count the bucket?
Yeah, count the bucket.
Is he throwing away the bucket?
With the bucket, it's six. I think six items. Six
I don't know. Yeah, but the bucket's a question mark.
Okay. Then don't count the bucket.
He went outside with a bucket. You can just imagine how sweet a sight that must have been.
And he found this 10 feet in front of his apartment building in Brooklyn.
They're going outside. God. Our listeners are going outside.
Imagine that.
The garbage is outside, folks. It's the only planet we have.
Oh, Robert Goodman taking his garbage outside. Well, I don't know if this counts really, because it looks like he's emptying one garbage can into another. Right? That's not.
You mean he's emptying the inside garbage?
Yeah, look
into
what
he's
the
doing. Outside. Yeah.
That doesn't count.
But maybe if it wasn't for us, he would have just dumped it into his backyard.
Right, like the 82% of office garbage.
Okay, let's give ourselves credit for that.
All right, let's take three.
Okay, we'll take three.
Let's take three.
We're doing great.
Thank you, Robert.
Oh, boy. I can't wait. Oh, I can't wait to see Steve's face light up when we hit our 200.
Oh, my God. Listener Herb says 200 items.
Yeah.
I don't see 200 items there. I see...
What did he find? A bucket of...
He found
a
wire... Yeah, a wire garbage bag with another garbage bag inside of it and a COVID mask.
Okay, we're going to take six pieces.
Okay, we're going to count that as... Thank you, Herb. I wish it was 200 pieces.
We're cleaning up the planet.
Alas, it's not.
And this is it. This is the last public service I'll ever have to do, right? I've saved the earth. I've done my share. I've done more than any other... DJ on your staff.
Listener HJ has a question for you, Andy. Does it count negative if I dump the trash in my car on the side of the road?
Well, I wouldn't. Don't do that. That will break Steve's heart. Don't do that, my friend.
So we're going to say no, it doesn't count negative.
Yeah, it doesn't count negative.
No, it doesn't count. It only counts negative for you, HJ.
Yeah. Yeah, we can't be party to that, can we, Kenny?
No, we can't.
We are asking you to upload photos. We're at we have an email address set up just for this, trash@wfmu.org. It's easy to remember because trash means garbage.
Right. But garbage@wfmu.org was already taken.
Oh, it was?
If you can believe that, yeah.
It's kind of redundant,
taken,
isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I see your point.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of garbage at WFMU... .org, a great show this morning.
Thank you. Yeah, what was your favorite part?
I guess it was the part when you said, well, that's all the time we have.
That's the end of the show.
Yeah. So I took a little informal survey, and it was a very small group.
Yeah.
So statistically,
right.
You know, who knows how accurate it is. But I asked four people on the subway platform if they heard Ken Friedman's morning show this morning.
Yeah.
And none of them had. None of them. That's, 0 for 4.
It's a damn shame.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
It's a very small sampling. Four people.
Yeah.
I don't know what it means. You can't draw any conclusions.
So I did a great Pride set.
You did?
Yeah. Too bad they didn't hear it.
Yeah, too bad about that.
Yeah. Hey, you're on the air.
Happy Pride Month, buddy.
You too.
The bucket doesn't count, so that's only five pieces.
Oh, the bucket. Okay.
I think, okay, yeah, change that 6 to 5.
Okay, can do. So we're looking for
thanks,
people.
Thanks, David. Was that a piece of crack? It looked like a piece of crack rock in the bucket. What was in there?
It's It's probably a sandwich aluminum foil.
Okay.
And there's the straw, two bottle caps, and that clear plastic thing. I don't know what the hell it is.
Somebody threw away like a perfectly good crack pipe. Yep.
All right. Thanks for cleaning up the planet, David.
Yeah.
My pleasure. Good luck.
On behalf of planet Earth, I'm saying, hey, thanks. So we need multiple people. I'm now worried about hitting my goal.
Oh, Heather has sent us in four more pieces of trash that she's thrown away. There's a Coke bottle, some kind of fruit orange drink bottle. And
good for you, Heather.
A couple of Zagnut wrappers.
You know what? We have other staff members. We have Jeremiah upstate. Where's Jeremiah? I guess he's working. We can't expect him.
Yeah.
We can't expect him to stop what he's doing.
Yeah, not everybody can pull over and pick up trash. And you're not counting the trash in people's cars. Carol and Mark in Mendham.
Yeah.
Wow, look at that. That's quite a lot of trash.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
And more COVID masks sitting in the street.
Are they picking it all up?
Yeah, he's got a grabber tool.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the grabber tool. I wonder if he's going to be throwing away the grabber tool.
Wow, and the grabber tool's got a lot of stuff there. I would count that as three things.
Okay.
It looks like a bartender's rag, a COVID mask.
Oh, my God. I got to get to 200. I got to get that letter.
And a maxi pad.
Wait, you know what I could do? It just occurred to me.
What?
At 20 of, I could move the goalpost a little closer.
Yeah.
I could change my goal. Why not? It's arbitrary. It's just random. No one said I have to pick up 200. Except for me. I don't know where that number came from.
You said that at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, but why don't I just say, wait, I misspoke. It's 100.
Well, because yesterday we were talking about this idea, and yesterday you were saying 300.
Well,
and then today it's down to 200.
Well, but what's the earth ever done for me?
You could take a page from G. Gordon Liddy. Will, my friend. You should will yourself to pick up 200 pieces of garbage.
Hey, go get a candle. I'll do my Liddy impression. Have you ever seen me do my Liddy impression?
No, I'd love to see it.
Go get a candle.
Okay.
I do it at parties. Except, you know how he didn't flinch? You know how he just took the pain?
Oh, no, he shook. He trembled. Yeah.
No, he said, you feel the pain. The trick is not minding the pain. That's a quote from G. Gordon Liddy. I do a variation of that. I mind the pain.
Have you been watching the TV show Gaslit?
No.
Very great... great version of G. Gordon Liddy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really wonderful.
That's with Julia Roberts
and Sean Penn.
Julia Roberts
as Martha Mitchell.
As Martha Mitchell.
And Sean Penn, amazing as John Mitchell.
Wait, and Martha Mitchell's the hero of the piece?
I wouldn't call her the hero, no.
Yeah.
It's probably pretty accurate. They make her actually into a very sad character.
Oh, that's 100% accurate. And you know it is because it's on TV. Because you watch six episodes.
They
of
really
it.
Play a lot of it for laughs, and they definitely.
Oh, that's accurate.
G. Gordon Liddy, they play for laughs.
So. Oh yeah, that's spot on.
Especially the episode where he's in solitary confinement. Hilarious.
Yeah, that's accurate.
It is great.
You know it's good because it's written by a professional screenwriter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Maria.
God bless. How many? Oh, that's a whole bunch of.
Oh my God! Maria sent us a practically brand new, untouched, pristine bottle of Arnold Palmer Light half and half iced tea. Lemonade.
Okay, on the ground, not for long.
Oh, and
thank you, Maria.
And then a salad tray from Green Street Salads.
I'm trying to pick up 100 pieces of garbage before 7 o'clock.
And then a wrapper. This is three pieces.
And there she is throwing it out.
Yeah.
She's doing all the heavy lifting.
Yep.
She's putting the rest of you to shame.
Don is throwing out, he's putting something in recycling. It's something he found on the ground. It's a plastic bowl and a plastic fork.
I really want to just go to an elementary school, go onto the stage, put my certificate from National Cleanup Day next to me.
Well, you're
and
doing
say,
great.
Are there any questions?
You're doing
That's
great.
That's all I'm going to say. Are there any questions? I didn't think so.
Two more here.
Okay, I'm on it. I'm on it.
Two more from Don.
I'm on it.
Oh, they're really, it's picking up now. Pam in San Francisco found 7 more pieces of garbage.
This is one of the reasons we love Pam.
Yeah.
I'm making a list of why.
Look at all that garbage.
Oh, my God. She's the greatest.
And it's medical waste, too. Man, she's brave.
Medical waste is extra credit.
Yeah, there's like, look at that.
Be careful with the needles, Pammy.
Look at that medical waste. Give her some extra credit for that.
I will.
Yeah.
Hey, wait, let's just take a break. Hold on. Can I just hit pause for a second?
It's coming in fast now, and there's people calling.
Hold on. Wait, Ken, I got to hit pause.
Okay, go ahead.
I got to bring my car around from the parking lot.
Oh, yeah, okay. Let's take a car moment.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll do the same thing.
Okay. Do you know how to text? Wait, how do I do
yeah,
it,
Ken? Yeah, I do it here.
Are you in the same lot as me?
I believe I am.
Okay, wait. I'm not very good at this.
Next to Dunkin' Donuts?
So if I text, wait, so I take a picture of the thing. Hold on.
Yeah, take a picture of the QR
Scan
code
this.
There. There you go. And just like kind of hit the QR code.
How do I do that?
There
what do
you
I
go.
Do?
There you
that,
go.
Yeah.
And then it should, there
oh,
you go.
Oh, and then I do
just,
that?
And then just send that? Yep. That's
oh.
it. Done
hey.
And done.
Boy, I've never done that.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
It's an age of miracles.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, you love the show.
Hi, Uncle Andy.
It's David. I can tell from it. He's got the special David syntax.
Right.
And David, David, have you been doing your share? We're trying to pick up 120 pieces of garbage.
Well, yeah, I was wondering if there's garbage that I was going to throw on the ground, but today I decided not to.
Yes, I'll take credit for that.
Yes, how many pieces were you?
How many pieces were you going to litter, David?
How many items of garbage were you going to litter today, David? Not a hard question.
This is okay. Like, no, but we prevented a littering. It was a preemptive strike. It was kind of like that Tom Cruise movie where he was preventing crimes before they happen.
Oh, yeah, right.
Minority Report. That's what that was.
Future Crimes Unit.
Well, imagine that same movie, but done against litterers, where he anticipated someone that might litter, and then he goes to prevent the littering. That's what you just
witnessed.
That's
a great movie idea, Andy.
Yeah, I wonder why.
You should get back into the business.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Listener Keith sent us in a picture of his second bag of trash. Look at all that. I would count. This is the second full bag he's thrown away since the program began.
God bless you, Keith, and your work. We're at 92 pieces.
Wow, very good, Andy.
Yeah, we've done great.
I'm very proud of you.
Hey, what do you think the weight of that is? All that's garbage if you weighed it.
Yeah, only one person sent us in the weight.
Thrown away a bowling ball's worth?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
But we didn't relieve the earth of that weight. We just redistributed that weight.
Right. We got it off the streets.
We got it off the streets, but it's still
into
it's
the
still
landfill
here on the earth.
Yeah, but, you know, once it goes into the landfill, then, you know, it starts breaking down. It's like a giant compost pile.
So we should also mention that on Friday, in 2 days, Ken and I are available to babysit your children. If you want a break, if you want to go to Target and buy yourself a pretty hat.
You have to go to Target and get yourself a pretty hat.
You don't have to. You can go wherever you want. You can go to California Pizza Kitchen and get yourself a... some kind of pizza.
And then go to Target on the way back?
Whatever, it doesn't matter. You just run little errands. You got to come back in an hour because I can't stand the kids more than an hour. But
I'm good for 2 hours.
Okay, then Ken will do the second shift. But we will babysit your kids on Friday. Contact us at ken@wfmu.org. This is not a joke. We're really going to babysit. We'll tape it, if you don't mind, and broadcast it. If you have kids that are 6, 7, 8 years old, 9, 10, we'll play games with them, right? Pictionary?
Yep.
Right? What else will we do with them?
Play poker.
We'll teach them poker.
Yeah.
Lesson that's a life lesson.
How to shuffle cards.
How to deal off the bottom of the deck.
Yep.
Deal seconds.
Play craps.
Our promise to you, and this is from the bottom of our heart, they won't die. That's our guarantee. We'll put that in writing.
No, that is a guarantee.
They won't die. That's all we can guarantee.
Yeah.
But you can stay in touch by cell phone with them if you're worried. Ken has raised 2 well-adjusted children. I've raised 5 children. 4 of them pretty well-adjusted.
Oh, yeah. But, at least number 5 has never set off that red flag law.
I'm very proud that none of my kids have ever written a manifesto. That's the goal when
you're
a parent.
Have to, These days, kids don't need to write manifestos. You can just buy them online.
You can?
Yeah.
You can just download a manifesto?
Yeah, and submit it as your own. Queem sent in two more pieces of garbage.
Fantastic.
Thank you, Queems.
We got more. Okay. Hey, we're at 97.
There's a whole bunch now. Oh,
go, baby, go.
Sheet metal. Look at that piece of sheet metal.
Oh, that's got to count. That's got to count for three.
Yeah, that weighs probably a couple of pounds.
Okay, good. It's being thrown out.
That came from a 716 number. Our own Jeremiah.
God bless him. Look, Jeremiah has a life. He's working, but he pulled over. He pulled his repair truck over. And what did he find?
A plastic bottle, Andy.
That's my man.
Thank you, Jeremiah.
He's great. He writes our newsletters.
Yep. Mark found, blackberry flavored brandy. A bottle of Mr. Boston blackberry flavored brandy, plastic container.
Hey, that blackberry brandy was our 100th piece of litter.
Great.
That's kind of a milestone.
And our good friend Nadia.
God bless. Look at Nadia out there thinking she's helping the world.
She is helping the world.
Yeah,
look at her. Two pieces of trash.
Good for you, Nadia.
Three. That's three pieces of trash.
103. Good for you, honey.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you love the show.
Hey, 15 pieces.
15 pieces for David.
You have to prove it. You have to send a photo, David. trash@wfmu.org. trash@wfmu.org.
15 pieces that I was, yes. Trash
because
it's preemptive.
That's right, it's preemptive. It's our minority report.
That, right?
He was going to throw it out the window, but he was dissuaded by our plaintiff plea.
Yeah, keep that garbage inside your house.
Okay, 15. I'll
David,
take it.
15. And by the way, Nadia's four pieces.
Hey, we're at 127. Oh, come on.
Oh, here's Zephyr in Montclair throwing away the top of some fast food.
Look how proud he looks. Look at that smile on his face.
Yep.
He's so proud of himself.
And great tats, Zephyr.
Yeah. That's all it took for Zephyr to feel proud of
himself. Oh, my God. Heather got 14 more.
Oh, my God. Hey, we might hit 200.
Look at this.
You go, Heather. You go, girl. Look at my little winged monkeys out there. I'm so proud of you.
14 bottle containers.
I'm getting my little certificate.
Lori.
I'm going to be an honorary chairman of this little rinky-dink organization.
Lori is cleaning up Maynard, Massachusetts.
This is great.
Paperclip. Okay, we'll take it. One paperclip.
Okay.
An air freshener in the shape of a pine tree.
136. That's we're at 136.
Two items.
Oh, my God. We're going to make it. Come on, guys. Pick up some garbage. Send us a photo.
How many do we have to go?
Well, I can't do the math. We have to hit 200. we're at 141.
Okay.
Come on, guys.
59 to go.
59, but now we're rolling.
Yeah. Just as we talk about being rolling, it comes grinding to a halt.
trash@wfmu.org.
We need 59 more.
Just go outside.
Pieces of garbage.
You know there's litter to be had. In your driveway, in your backyard,
in your
parking lot?
There's so much garbage in front of FMU right now because they never pick up our garbage.
Well, it's in bags, though.
No, but what happens is, it's in bags, but then as people walk by, they throw things on top of the bags until it's just a big pile of garbage, which is what we have now.
You mean Jersey City?
Out there right now.
I could if
I wanted
to. Or
I could go out there right now. I bet you I can find 59. Should I do it?
No.
Okay.
Do you want to?
I could call in and do it.
But wait, you'd leave me alone in the thing?
Well, but no, it's time to call Steve Jewett.
I'd rather fail and embarrass myself than be here alone.
Oh, jeez, Louise.
What would I do here alone?
Well, I'd be on the phone with you.
I would just be missing you. Every minute with you is a precious, precious gift.
We need 59 more pieces of garbage.
No. We're going to move the goalposts. Our goal, as I've always said from the very beginning, was 147. That was my goal.
No, yesterday you were saying the goal was 300.
My goal was...
Then this morning the goal was 200.
Let's hit 150. That was my goal.
Okay.
No, that's more than any human being has ever done. That's more than anyone could be expected to do. I've done my share at 150.
Okay.
Okay, we just need six more pieces.
And I know I'm going to bag up at least probably two or three dozen pieces of garbage.
Okay, I'll be on my way
home. Because people have just been throwing it in our pile.
But by that time, I will have completely stopped caring.
Oh.
That will be after 7 o'clock.
I see.
When are you going to stop caring about the environment?
I always care about the environment,
yeah.
Andy.
For me, it's going to be the minute I hang out from Steve.
You're not even going to wait until you receive the certificate?
Oh, I got to get that certificate from him.
Okay, Evan. Yeah. Evan?
My Evan? My son?
Nope. Artist Evan D.
Oh, fantastic.
Has sent in 7 pieces of trash.
Courtesy
of his neighbors, not very neighborly, for them to leave a Coors can, a cigarette butt.
We're north of 150.
Ugh. Horrible list of things that his neighbors
We've said. Really done some good here, and for that, I will never forgive you.
A person from phone number 716 has sent in another, M&M's wrapper.
Okay, so that's another one.
Another one.
Okay, it's trash at, uploaded to trash@wfmu.org.
And Clay is sending us a paper bag, a crumpled paper bag for another one. And let's call back Steve Jewett now.
You think so? Wait, but then what do we talk about?
Oh no, you're right. We have time. We have more time. How close are we to 200? What's the overall number?
We're at 177.
Wow, so only 23 to go.
Hey, we can do it in 5 minutes.
Only 23 to go.
Steve will be so proud.
716 has sent us a picture of a bag of fertilizer.
Well, I can only count that as one, I'm afraid.
Yeah, just one. That's okay.
Okay, come on, guys. We need some multiple garbage. I'll get a certificate. I can carry it with me.
Clay has sent us a piece of confetti.
You know, somebody stops me for littering going forward the rest of my life.
Yep.
Hey, pick that up. That's what they'll say. I'll stop. I'll open my wallet. I'll say, take a look at this.
Oh,
maybe you've heard of a guy named Steve Jewett.
So you think
he's a personal friend of mine?
So Steve is obviously
it's a get out of jail free card.
He's obviously giving you some kind of wall proclamation because you're very concerned about the frame.
Well, yeah, but I'll make a smaller copy of it.
Okay, so you'll make the wallet sized copy. You're not asking.
Do you
Steve.
Have any? Do you have any policeman friends that have ever given you a cards to get out of a traffic stop?
Yes,
that's what I'm going to have for littering. Do you have one?
Really?
Do you have one in your wallet right now?
No,
I have one in my wallet.
Do you do?
Yeah,
I used it and
did it ever work?
It worked, but the trooper scared the hell out of me.
Yeah,
he acted really angry.
He did.
Where did you get this?
But no, the cop who gives it to you has to sign it and give you his card.
No, that didn't happen.
Oh, my God. Well, of course they're going to say, where did you get this? Well, why wouldn't they? No, the cop has.
Oh, look, there's a whole bunch. Clay is sending us in picture after picture of trash. Oh, there's a plastic fork from Clay.
Hold on. I'm looking for my cop card now. My get out of jail free card. My friend Ed Conklin.
Oh, good old Ed. Officer Ed.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, wait, I don't have it with me.
There's a doggy bag.
What good is it if I don't have it with me?
Yeah, it's no good at all. But not that it would be good. I'm not a cop. There's a plastic straw cover.
Where's my cop card?
That came from Clay.
Okay, hold on.
You're on the radio. Not a great time to be finding
Ken, I'm sorry, hold on. Ken.
Your
Ken. PB, Ken, I'm distracted.
PBA card.
Oh, no. I just want to have it very handy.
Is there any police out there that can get Andy another card?
I plan on doing something a little radical on the way home. I want my card. I might have left it.
You lost your card,
friend. I better behave myself the rest of the day.
You're driving naked now. Yeah. You better not mess up.
I need my card from Steve Jewett.
No safety net. All right, let's call Steve back.
Wait, did we hit 200? Show me some more pictures. Don't identify him. Just show me pictures.
There have been a ton.
Okay, but we'll just count them up. Go.
I've shown you
go,
all.
Go.
Look at these.
Oh, my God. Wait, we're at 183.
There's Clay. Clay with more of his weird graffiti
stuff. Okay,
181.
I don't know if that counts. Go ahead. Oh, that's a lot there.
That's like a cigarette.
Okay, 184. Okay, excellent.
And
come on, let's hit 200.
Jason, Gatorade bottle.
Gatorade bottle, more.
Fast food wrapper.
Wait, 86.
Two dogs.
88, 89.
That's two. Three in a plastic
190.
Spoon.
190. Come on, 10 pieces, people. 10 pieces.
Heather, look what's in the bag.
Well, I don't know.
There's so much.
I know, but it's one bag.
Seven. It's got to be seven. It's like a bag of pistachios.
Did she collect those?
Yes.
Oh, and look, there's three. That's it. That's four plastic
cups filled with
that's 200 like
can bottle.
I did it.
Pieces of
I did it.
Good job, Andy.
You're welcome.
Good job.
You're welcome, world.
Oh my God, there's a picture of this is outside well, not, your front door in Madison,
no,
New Jersey.
It's not. But no one picked it up. It's just a picture of garbage strewn randomly.
Jeremiah sent us a picture of just garbage by some dude's front door.
But he didn't pick it up. You don't get credit for that.
That's true.
In fact, you lose a point. Okay, but look, we hit 200.
All right.
Okay. Steve will be very proud of me.
Boy, will he ever.
What have you ever done, Ken, for the Earth?
I was part of this.
Yeah.
I do pick up garbage.
I did this. I arranged for this little mini cleanup.
Uh-huh.
Plus, I let my wife vote for Obama.
Uh-huh.
I've done it. I've given. I give and I give and I give.
I don't think she needed your permission to vote for Obama, by the way. That's not
Steve
something.
Is back.
I gave it anyway.
Hi, Steve. You're on the radio again.
Hey, Andy.
Yeah. Hey, Steve. Were you listening in on any of that?
I heard some of it, and yes, I was listening in.
Well, I'm surprised you picked up the phone then. But if you were listening in, you'd be very proud of us. We hit our goal, 200 pieces. It was pretty geographically a pretty wide net, right, Ken?
Yep, most people sending in more than one piece of garbage.
But I mean, from other states, and not just New Jersey and New York.
No,
right?
all over the damn place.
All over the country.
Yeah.
Oh, cool! Thank you guys so much.
Well, no, thank you. I'm
not going to thank you guys. Though. I want to thank all the people that did this.
No, thank me. I'm the one. It was my idea. Thank
that's
me.
That's even better than
yeah. Thank me. And I'll wait for you. Oh, you're welcome. And wait, what are you putting? Oh, that's my letter. It's my letter
of
appreciation.
My gosh. Yes, Steve has submitted.
Oh, that is suitable for framing.
A letter of appreciation, suitable for framing.
I'm going to cry, Steve. It's a work of art.
It is.
Oh, my God. This will shut my wife up.
Thank you, Steve. Exactly. Let me read it to you, Andy, and maybe you
little
have a little.
Little miss, I voted for Obama.
Maybe you have an acceptance.
Lording that over me night and day. Now I can show her this. Go ahead, read it, Ken.
Letter of appreciation.
Yeah.
Clean Trails National Cleanup Day takes pleasure in presenting this letter of appreciation to Andy.
Yes.
And WFMU. Oh. In recognition of being the best DJ in the world, the best radio station too, signed this June 8th, National Cleanup Day, Clean Trails. And there's the signature of the president. Wow, Andy.
I'm going to take that around to elementary schools. I'm going to put it on a stool.
Now you give your acceptance speech.
Oh, yes. Well, this...
No, you don't, like when you win an Oscar, you don't get up there and say, I'm going to put this on the mantle.
Okay. It's true that I'm going to keep this, but I share it in spirit with so many people.
Yes.
With, first off, with Heather and Jeremiah and Ken and my team here at WFMU, but also with my friend, my new friend, Steve Jewett. And I have him to thank... for his inspiration and his belief in me when no one else did. It was your belief in me, Ken, your faith in me that kept me going through my darkest hours. And I also have to thank our listeners, Ken, Larry and Charlie, Bev.
Pam,
Micah.
Clay,
and the others for doing their share. They made this possible. I never had to go outside and pick up a single piece of garbage. And look at this award. And it's all thanks to them. It was a perfect division of labor.
Maybe not talk about the fact that you didn't pick...
No, it's perfect.
...any of the garbage.
No, this is exactly how I planned it.
Okay.
Exactly how I envisioned it. And, Steve, do you want to mention the website that people, if they want to continue their good work...
Yes, the website is nationalcleanupday.org, and you can take care of doing cleanups anytime that you want to, because we really want to put ourselves out of business, but we really appreciate everything you do in the month of September.
I'm going to let crap pile up now until September 17th.
No,
and
no,
then
do it
go
tomorrow.
Out there with a shovel.
Hey, what would happen
to no, Steve, I mean, you're going to be so proud of me on September 17th. Just going to pile up on my curb. I'm going to wait. And they say, hey, the neighbors will say, hey, what's with all that garbage? And I'll say, I'm waiting for National Cleanup Day.
It's a global cleanup day now, Andy.
Oh, it's international.
Yeah.
It is.
My God. Well, I wish you luck, and thank you for this certificate. How can I get a copy of that, Ken?
I can email it to you.
I don't know what the hell to do with that. And then I print it out somehow?
Yes, perhaps one of your children can help you with it.
And it says Andy and WFMU?
It does.
Do you have any white out here? I have white out at home. I got it covered. All right. Hey, thank you very much, Steve.
You're welcome. You guys have a wonderful day.
You have a wonderful day, too.
If you're not having fun, you're doing it wrong.
Thanks, Steve.
If you're not having fun, you're doing it wrong.
That was Steve Jewett from National Cleanup Day.
That's our new motto. Let's say that at the end of every show.
It's fun to have fun, but you have to know how.
No,
that's Dr. Seuss.
That's not it. Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, I like Steve Jewett. I like to quote Steve Jewett.
Okay.
If you're not having fun, you're doing it wrong.
I prefer Dr. Seuss's version.
Well, hey, wouldn't that be funny if this is what causes us to split up? which fun quote we end up using.
So next week, we're solving the shortage of baby formula.
No, we're not doing that.
No, we're not doing that.
You're going to hear us babysitting. If you have kids, if you live in North Jersey and you want an hour break on Friday.
2 hours.
Okay, we're good for an hour, hour and a half. Working moms, working dads, they appreciate an hour break.
Yeah.
Even
if you just want to sneak off into another room for a nap.
No, we can't do that. You've got to leave the house.
Okay,
number one, that couch is mine.
Right, okay.
But you're leaving the house.
They have to go to Target.
They have to leave the house. So we're at ken@wfmu.org, and we will really watch. This is a legitimate series. I'm a good father. Ken's a very good father. Once he got past that naked dad phase. And you won't be seeing any of that on Friday. Right, Ken?
Oh, yeah. No. None of that.
That's old news.
Yep. My daughter put an end to that.
Yeah. Thank God. And Ken at WFMU.org. And we'll babysit your kids on Friday.
And this is WFMU.
Do you think anyone's going to take us up on that? Anyone?
I doubt it. It has many fatal flaws.
No, we're good. We're good for it. We're two adults.
This is
we're high-functioning adults with real jobs.
Absolutely. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9
FM. At least call and we can talk about it.
Yeah.
We can make our case.
Yeah. Email me, ken@wfmu.org. We really are up for some babysitting Friday afternoon.
If your TV's working.
Think about it.
If your TV's working.
Even if it's not working.
And your refrigerator is stocked.
No, a lot of poker games, a lot of other good card games and card tricks that we can teach your kids. Hey, stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Should've quit you and went on to Mexico.